Today we're reacting to the craziest Zach D. Films videos.
I've seen these before and they're mind-blowing.
Let's begin.
Oh yeah.
If you somehow removed all of the blood vessels in your body and tied them together, you might think it would be about this long. But the human body has thousands of these tiny vessels that weave in and out of every body part. And with all of them combined, if you started in New York, your blood vessels would make it all the way to the Grand Canyon. It would go on to reach all the way across the Pacific Ocean, over Japan, Asia, and all of Europe.
Whoa, chill! You're telling me I could stretch that far?
Should we try?
How?
Bro, I don't know, but who comes up with this? This is a crazy fact.
How do you learn this?
And not only would it make it all the way back to your starting point, but it would be able to make this trip 2 to 4 times over.
I didn't know I could stretch that long.
Usually you want to be 6 foot, but how about 4 to 5 times the Earth's length?
I'm trying here right now.
If 1 grain of rice equals $1, the average U.S. home would cost about 500,000 grains of rice.
That's a lot of rice.
That is a lot of rice.
Now, if you filled an entire shipping container with rice, it would be the same as Taylor Swift's net worth. Next to that, Mark Zuckerberg's pile would be enough to fill about 3 Olympic-sized swimming pools to the top. But the U.S. national debt would be enough to fill up the Empire State Building, with some to spare, and it's still growing every day.
How do you know this?
I've never once related money to rice. Next time you buy me food, can I just pay you back in rice?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I'll take rice as a payment.
Also, guys, if you enjoy these videos, subscribe to Zach D. Films. He's the creator of all of them. You're the GOAT!
Oh, yeah. You are very smart and very awesome.
They release threads of silk,
which
the wind catches, lifting
spiders
them into the air like a balloon. It's called ballooning, and it's how spiders travel long distances. But sometimes, millions do it at the same time.
What?
In one Australian town, people looked up to see the sky full of tiny black specks.
No.
They thought it was pollen
flying
or ash.
Flying spiders!
No.
Food started landing
on them. We got flying
them.
Spiders
millions
in 2026!
Millions of spiders were drifting down, carried by invisible silk parachutes that would end up covering everything.
Wow. I'm gonna put some spiders in a room.
Bro, I always wondered how spiders, like, travel.
They walk just like we do.
Apparently they can fly.
Well, we can fly too, in an airplane.
Good point.
Right as you swing, the board suddenly becomes indestructible, meaning the nail bends. But if the nail was also indestructible, then the hammer would bounce right off. Now, imagine the hammer becomes indestructible too.
What?
The force of the swing would go into your arm. But what if your body became indestructible as well?
This is me.
And you swung the hammer down close to the speed of light. Well, instead of the nail going in, all that energy would be released, likely creating a blinding flash and a massive shockwave, vaporizing everything around it except the hammer, nail, board, and you.
I am that guy.
Bro, who comes up with this stuff?
I am him.
Have you ever once thought about that?
Yeah, all the time.
An invincible board, nail, hammer in person?
I am invincible. I am him.
If you get deja vu, you feel like you're experiencing something you've already lived through.
True.
So why does this happen? Well, some people think this happens when parallel universes glitch and briefly align, causing you to connect with the other version of yourself. Others believe that it's a leftover memory from a past life, bleeding through to your current life. But in reality, the leading explanation is that your brain misfires and mixes up present experiences with memories, causing you to feel like you've seen it before.
I feel like it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. I think I just had deja vu right now, and it's you that was gonna subscribe to this channel.
And you didn't do it.
And they didn't do it, so subscribe! Please!
Yeah, you heard the man.
Yeah.
If you shot a bullet at ancient armor, some people think it could actually stop the impact. But armor-like chainmail was designed to block slashing swords.
Mm.
And plate armor was even better at deflecting strikes by spreading the blunt force across more area, lessening its impact. But these materials weren't very good at stopping arrows, which had enough energy to enter the armor. So a bullet would have no trouble going right through.
Now you know.
The more you know. The more you know, but good thing I'm invincible.
Hey! If you were invincible, you wouldn't have flinched.
I didn't flinch. And I'm only invincible because I'm wearing my lucky construction vest today. Try me.
When a honeybee stings a human, they actually get stuck for a while and can't leave. And this is because their stinger is barbed, ooh, which means it can't retract once it's lodged into something.
Oh,
but
no.
Once the bee finally pulls away, its insides get ripped out because the stinger stays in the skin. This leaves the bee without some of its internal organs, resulting in its death.
I knew once a bee stings you, it dies after, unfortunately.
I got stung right here once, and my eye got so swollen I couldn't.
Have you ever wondered why the letter E isn't used to grade? Teachers use A, B, C, D, and F.
You're familiar with the F?
Oh, all right, maybe a couple times.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
But they skip E. Why is this? Well, the answer is actually pretty simple. You see, back in the day, schools did use the letter E, but in the 1930s, they decided to stop after students and parents thought that it meant excellent. It was quickly replaced with F, because F for failed made more sense.
Wait. I thought F stood for fantastic. That's why I got so many Fs. Because I thought I was doing, like, fantastic job.
I hate to break it to you, but it's not true.
Means failure?
A is amazing, F is failure.
Can we bring back E for excellent?
Sure.
Sick.
If you plucked out a single strand of your hair, it could hold about 40 pennies without breaking.
Dude.
But if you braid just half of all your hair into a rope, the combined strength could hold up a large SUV.
Huh?
And if you add in all of your hair into the rope, it could withstand about 15 metric tons, which is about the weight of a young gray whale.
My hair can hold a whale?
Let's try it! Where's the scissors?
We don't have any scissors. I just got a haircut though.
Oh, let's use the hair and do it.
Okay, yeah, I'll go get the hair.
If an octopus loses some of its limbs and then somehow makes it back into the ocean, you might think it would die from the open wounds. But they have an ability that allows them to quickly seal the cut before it becomes infected. Once the wounds begin to heal, new cells can start to reconstruct the missing limbs.
Whoa.
And after several weeks, new, fully functional tentacles regrow.
Wait. Can't crabs do that and lizards?
Yes.
Lizards can regrow their tail, right?
Yes.
And crabs can regrow their arms.
Yes.
And we can...
Yeah, we suck.
If you took out one of your bones
and
somehow molded it into a chunk about this big, you might think it would be completely crushed under the weight of a car. But human bones are actually made of a tough mix of minerals and a stretchy protein called collagen. And this makes them so strong that a single cubic inch can support the weight of nearly 5 standard cars.
I can pick up a car, because I have bones in me, so that means I can pick up a car.
Bro, who comes up with this stuff, and when would that ever be possible? What I'm getting from these videos is that us humans are actually stronger than we think.
And our blood vessels can stretch pretty much across the world.
If you dropped an ant off the Empire State Building, you might think it would splat on impact. But as it fell, the air resistance would create a cushion of drag, slowing it down. And since it only weighs a fraction of an ounce, the force pulling it toward the Earth is tiny. Even when it reached its highest possible speed, it would still only fall at a few miles per hour. And its tough shell means it would hit the ground before walking away unharmed.
So ants are invincible.
Yep.
Octopuses can regrow their tentacles, ants can fall off buildings.
And Cam has 2 brains.
I don't even know if there's one in there.
Huh? Come on, there's gotta be one. At least.
Maybe one.
If the bar came loose while you were riding a roller coaster,
that'd be scary.
That's one of my worst nightmares.
You'd probably expect to immediately fall out. But that probably wouldn't happen. You see, as you're being pulled into the loop, gravity tries to pull you down towards the ground. But because of the speed you're going and the direction of the tracks, a special force actually pushes you further down, outweighing the pull of gravity and keeping you in your seat.
Centrifugal force.
Wow, that's a big word.
Okay, the video says that you'd be fine if the thing came off of the roller coaster.
I want to find out.
If you had to guess the flavor of Fruit Loops based on their color, you'd probably guess something like this. But you would be wrong. You see, blind taste tests have shown that people actually can't tell the difference between the colors.
So they're not flavored?
I feel like we could easily tell the difference between cereal flavors.
And Kellogg's has even spoken out about this. They confirmed that all of the colors taste exactly the same, and that they're all flavored with the same concoction they just call fruit.
Okay, well listen, we just came out with cereal, we should try this. We got some backflip cereal, let's test this. Obviously in every box is a trading card.
I hope I get the Ben Aslart trading card that's signed so I can go and meet Ben Aslart.
Not today, buddy. I'm sorry.
Dang it.
So what they say is that you can't taste the difference between different cereals. We have all of the flavors right here. And Cam's gonna taste this in blindfold. All right. First one. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm not peeking. Don't worry.
Okay. Guess it.
Strawberry?
Correct. Next one.
Cinnamon.
Correct.
Fruit Galaxy.
Yes. And the last one.
Definitely not chocolate.
Cam, you got all four correct.
Let's go, what do I win?
There actually is a Ben card in here, and I'll give you another one. Guys, go to Target, buy some backflip, let us know what you think. Strawberry is my current favorite.
Strawberry's my favorite too.
Stuff the chocolate inside the marshmallow. Ooh. Then push the stick a little to one side.
I'm hungry.
Now, if you hold it above the flames, you'll burn the marshmallow while the chocolate stays solid.
I hate burning the marshmallow.
I love burning the marshmallow.
Instead, wait till the fire dies down and hold it just above the glowing embers. Rotate it slowly to cook it through. Once the outside is golden and the chocolate is soft, slide it off between two graham crackers.
Ooh. Whoa. What if you came out with a s'mores-flavored cereal?
No! Hold up.
That would be good.
Cam just thought of the best idea ever.
So you're calling me a genius? Yo, let's go!
Comment down below if we should do s'mores backflip cereal. Cam, I think you're onto something.
Really?
That's delicious.
Really?
I already taste it.
I think you're just tasting my fart.
Why doesn't a cast saw hurt the skin underneath the cast? Well, you might think the doctor is just extra careful during this process, but the answer actually lies within the saw. You see, this saw doesn't spin. It actually vibrates. Mm-hmm. And these vibrations are able to cut through hard materials, like the plastic.
So it's not spinning?
Nope. Even if it touches your skin, it won't, you know, make a mark.
Materials like skin, the small teeth of the blade can't get a grip while it's vibrating.
Yep.
Instead, it sort of just pushes the skin back and forth.
I've broken my ankle before, same thing, and I broke my wrist.
What color was your cast?
I think I had a black one on my ankle, and I think I had a blue one on my hand.
I thought you were gonna say pink.
If you crash into an electric pole and the line falls,
that would not be good.
You'll be electrocuted if you just step out of the car.
Because you're grounding yourself.
Touching the car and the ground at the same time creates a circuit.
Mm-hmm.
This means the electricity will travel through the car.
But aren't you already touching the ground technically by being in the car on the ground?
Nope. False. Because the wheels on the ground are rubber.
I don't understand.
I understand it.
I don't.
And into your body as it tries to reach the ground. Instead, jump out with both feet together without touching the vehicle. Now, the ground around the car could still be active. And if you take regular steps, your legs could actually create another circuit. So keep your feet together, shuffle away slowly,
I didn't know that.
And don't stop until you're far from the wires.
I know that you're not supposed to touch the car if it's electrocuted. You just don't want to touch it.
If you stepped into a tank of Gara Rufa fish, they'll start to bite your feet.
Ooh.
But it actually doesn't hurt at all. You see, these fish just lightly tear off the dead skin on the surface. As they eat the skin, it gently exfoliates the area, leaving it much smoother. And as more dead skin is removed, it stimulates nerves in your feet, leading to increased blood flow and circulation.
Can't do that.
I've seen videos of people doing that.
Yeah, but I ain't doing it. Nope. I don't want anything near my toesies. What? Why are you looking at me right now? No, you stay away.
I didn't do anything.
Give me a look. Stop looking at me!
If you shot a bullet at a fly, would it be fast enough to move out of the way?
What? Well, why would I ever shoot a fly?
Well, flies can be annoying.
Just like,
Go like this.
Well, this is what we actually look like to a fly. To them, we move in super slow motion. This is because flies process what they see over 4 times faster than humans. Whoa. And can fly away in about 20 milliseconds. But a bullet moves at over 800 miles per hour, faster than a jet. And by the time the fly registers the bullet's movement, it would have already traveled over 20 feet, meaning it will get hit before it can react.
Yeah. So flies are fast, but they're not fast enough.
They're faster than me.
I feel like mosquitoes are even faster.
I hate mosquitoes. Yeah.
Cannot catch a mosquito.
Yeah. I think a mosquito got my foot. The top of my foot. Alright, Sanjasa!
You would pack shoulder to shoulder in a giant circle, and the outer layer would face deadly cold winds, while the inner group would be warmed by body heat. But the layers of the circle would have to keep switching, slowly moving people from the outside into the center of the group. If a person spent too long on the outer layer, they would die from the cold, leaving the inside exposed to the wind. Now, penguins have layers of thick fat and feathers to keep them warm during this. But the human body isn't as good at keeping the cold out. So each person would need to constantly wiggle their feet and squeeze their calves to produce heat. Otherwise, everyone would freeze to death in hours.
Maybe let's not make a YouTube video in Antarctica.
Yeah, I'll stay here in sunny California. That's why I don't like the cold.
Yeah, I like the beach.
You know when you're about to fall asleep and your body suddenly jerks? Well, yes. This is known as a hypnic.
This happens to me way too often, especially on the airplane.
Yeah, it's always the airplane.
You see me do it.
Jerk. And no one really knows why it happens. You see, it takes place as your brain is switching from being awake to falling asleep. And the theory is that your brain gets confused during this time, thinking that you're falling down instead of falling asleep. So instinctually, it sends a quick jolt to your body.
Weird.
Whenever this is happening, I have a dream that I'm like tightroping over two buildings and then I fall. Oh, and I wake up.
The president would escape through a tunnel if the White House was bombed. At over 700 feet long, this tunnel stretches all the way to the Treasury building across the street. And it zigzags underground, which allows it to absorb shockwaves from bombs falling above. On the other side is a luxury bunker, carved out of granite and sealed like a vault. Even in times of peace, the tunnel is heavily guarded, making sure there's always an escape route, just in case.
I've always wanted to build a tunnel, though.
I mean, we built bunkers before.
How about a tunnel?
We could build a bunker tunnel to another bunker.
Sign me up!
If you took the tallest building in the world and tried to reach the Titanic, you would actually need 5 of them stacked together to make it. Now, the Titanic sits at over 12,000 feet underwater, which is just about the average depth of the ocean floor. But just like land, the ocean is covered in deep pits.
The ocean scared
Most of these trenches are significantly deeper, like the Mariana Trench, which goes down so deep that you would have to stack 13 of these buildings to reach the bottom.
Holy crap.
Wow. I love watching, like, you know, deep sea documentaries.
Well, I don't even want to know what's down there.
Fish.
Probably aliens.
And fish.
If you fell off a building, could a giant gummy bear save you?
I've never wondered this.
Actually?
No.
You've never wondered this.
Have you?
Yes, all the time.
Well, let's figure it out.
But for this to work, the gummy bear would need to be at least a few hundred feet tall and super thick.
Makes sense.
As you smack into it, the gummy would absorb the impact. But you would punch straight through the surface, sinking into the sticky gelatin. And breathing would be impossible, meaning you would be trapped deep inside until you suffocated.
Or I could eat my way out.
That's a good point. Well, what even is that, bro?
Well, if you fall off a building, you know, you just want to make sure you have a giant gummy bear to, you know, catch you.
Yeah, that's very likely that that would happen.
Imagine waking up in a coffin and realizing that you were mistakenly buried alive.
Oh, no.
Now, this wouldn't happen with the medical guidelines we have today. But in the 19th century, old coffins were found with scratch marks on the inside, making this a legitimate concern.
What?
So as a solution, they started adding strings inside the coffins that traveled up to the ground and were connected to a little bell. And if you woke up underground in a coffin, you could just ring the bell, signaling that you're still alive.
What happens if there's no no bell, but there's a string.
What if someone takes your bell?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Bro, well, first of all, my biggest concern here is why are you getting buried alive if you're not dead?
Just don't get buried alive. Easy.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
If you make a copy of a page, then copy that copy again and keep repeating it over and over.
Yo.
Each version looks almost the same, but gets slightly blurrier every time.
That makes
sense. Now, imagine that page is your DNA. And every time a cell divides, it has to reprint that page. But it's copying from the last copy, not the original.
Mm.
So small smudges and missing details start to build up until the copies become harder to read, and the cells stop working the way they should. Now, this slow breakdown is part of what causes aging and eventually death.
Are we technically cell duplicators?
We are.
So then where's our original cell?
Right there. It's right here.
Cut the tip off a straw right before the bend, and repeat this to get two short tubes. Then stretch a thick rubber band over a popsicle stick, and place a tube over one end before stacking another popsicle stick on top. Secure the end and repeat this on the other side. When you blow into the center, the air will shake the rubber band, creating a loud buzzing sound. Now, if you slide the tubes closer, the rubber band will vibrate faster, creating a higher pitch. And if you blow harder, it'll make it even louder, letting you play different sounds with the sound sandwich.
I think I just got my next annoying toy.
You can make an instrument with just three simple things.
I am so gonna annoy you with that.
When the robber threw the brick, it bounced right off the window. So he walked over to pick it back up, but at that exact moment, his partner threw a second brick, and it smashed straight into his head. He immediately collapsed to the ground. So his partner had to drag him away from the scene. But the whole thing was caught on security camera and uploaded online. Meaning, before police even identified him, millions of people were already laughing at their failure.
Wow. I feel like if you and I were to ever rob a bank, that's what we would do.
Who's getting hit with a brick near you?
Probably you.
Probably me.
Actually, probably me.
Yeah, sounds about right. I'd probably try to eat the brick.
Oh, God.
If you started digging and just didn't stop, you might think you would eventually reach the other side of Earth.
I've done that before.
But after just a few feet, the dirt would be really hard to move. Eventually, you would hit thick, compacted rock that a shovel just can't break through.
It's like Minecraft,
bro. If you pushed
bro.
Past that with a machine and reached a few miles down, it would be hotter than boiling water.
Hotter?
At over 20 miles deep, you would hit the mantle, where rock is so hot, it flows like lava.
What?
And even if you could survive it, the pressure would crush you long before you got close to the Earth's core.
We should do that for the next video.
What's the deepest anyone's ever dug? By the looks of it, the Earth is way bigger than any hole we've ever dug.
We could do that, though.
Yeah, we got it. We got it.
Yeah, we could do it.
If you installed a USB port into your arm
and
plugged your phone straight in, would it actually charge because your nerves fire electricity? Well, if you measure the electricity in your skin, it's about 1,000th of a volt.
I didn't even know that.
So technically, I'm electrified. I'm lit.
And your phone needs 5 volts to charge, which is 5,000 times what your body produces. At that rate, a full charge would take 2 million years.
2 million years?
If you plugged in a watch like this instead, it would take about an hour to power it for only 1 second.
Now we know.
It'll take 2 million years to charge a phone with your body.
We carry voltage.
Just not that much.
Not a lot.
If a gorilla pulled the rope against a group of kids, you might think it would send them flying into the air with one yank. But tug of war is actually about how much grip you have on the ground.
True.
And if the rope overpowers your footing, you'll start to slide. So, if 10 kids were pulling at the exact same time, each child would put more weight into the ground than the gorilla, and their combined grip would be strong enough to win. But even if one person was out of sync, they would all fall over each other.
Ooh. So no messing up, all right?
Teamwork. Did you ever have a fun, like, school game you played?
The Circle Rainbow Parachute.
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
You're hung, bro.
What do you mean? You know what I'm talking about.
No.
You lift up the thing, everyone runs inside.
Nope, never done it.
What, because back in the day, what, you were dealing with sticks and stones?
If you grew 4 times bigger, you might think you could leap over houses or shove cars out of your way. But it would actually take much longer for your nerve signals to travel through your body. So you would react slower and move like you were in slow motion.
Really?
And when you scale up like that, your body doesn't just get 4 times heavier, it gets over 60 times heavier because your volume increases in every direction. But your bones don't scale the same way, meaning taking a few steps could fracture your bones.
Ow.
And your spine could collapse.
Why haven't I scaled myself?
Bro, we need to find a little button that you press and it makes you big.
I'm about 6'8 right now in tallness. I could go like 67 feet.
If you stuffed a bunch of fireflies into a plastic tube, could you make an actual glow stick? Well, fireflies only flash for a few seconds at a time.
Do they actually flash? I've never seen one. Do these exist?
Yes, I swear.
And since they're not flashing simultaneously, the plastic tube would barely light up. And even if you stuffed a million inside, their bodies would just block each other's lights. Now, you could glue them all around the outer shell so their light could shine evenly, but they would still eventually fade. Meaning you would need constant replacements, which is why you should just buy an actual glow stick, you weirdo.
Hey, yo! Wait, call me out!
We're the weirdos, but he's the one making the videos!
Yeah, we just got gaslit.
Who's the weirdo now?
I never once thought about that, buddy.
Yeah.
If you try to copy a $100 bill, your printer will look for a special pattern of circles on the note.
Really?
As soon as it finds them,
it flags it
as currency and immediately cancels the printing process. Now, you might think you could just tape paper over those circles, then print out all the money you want. But modern notes have other secret markers, some that nobody even knows about. And when your printer finds them, well, it'll recognize the bill and block it.
I have something to tell you. I made a bunny tree in my backyard.
Why don't I have one?
I can plant one for you.
Please.
I got you.
This is a car-sized asteroid.
Cool.
It would likely explode in the atmosphere if it were headed toward Earth.
Okay.
This asteroid is the size of a football field. It would burst through the atmosphere, releasing enough energy to destroy a large city, leveling buildings, and causing widespread devastation over miles. An asteroid the size of a mountain?
Huh?
It could devastate the entire state of Texas. Now this is Ceres, the largest known asteroid. If it hit Earth, it would be apocalyptic, unleashing energy equivalent to billions of nuclear bombs, and potentially reshaping the planet's surface.
Do not hit the Earth.
We gotta talk to the aliens.
Now please.
We come in peace.
Do not drop the asteroid on us.
The guy with the red shirt and the guy with the construction vest come in peace.
If everyone on Earth farted at the same time, you might think the combined release of gas would create an unprecedented global explosion. But is this actually true?
That'd be
stinky. Well, human farts can contain trace amounts of highly flammable gas. But even if all 8 billion people released this gas, it still wouldn't be enough to have a serious impact. It would just cause loud sounds and intense smells.
Wait for it. I think I got one.
Whoa.
My stomach feels so much better. Wow. Ben, where'd you go? Ben?